Báyé wọ́n bá ń dùn, báyé wọ́n bá ń dára, ìwà ìbàjẹ́ ni wọ́n ń hù. Adifa fún onígbìmọ̀ tí yóò lálálá, tí yóò fáyà rẹ̀ mòrò. Onígbìmọ̀ tí Ifá ń sọ yìí, olùṣèyàn ni, ó kàn máa ń rìn kiri ṣáá, bó bá ṣiṣẹ́ ṣiṣẹ́ kì í rí èrè. Ìgbà tí ọ̀rọ̀ ara rẹ̀ kò yé mọ́, ó mú èjì kún ẹ̀tà, ó loko awo. Wọ́n ní ẹbọ ni kó rú, tó bá lè rúbọ, yóò láyọ̀, yóò sì joyè. Ṣùgbọ́n onígbìmọ̀ kò rúbọ. Ìgbà tí ó yá, nǹkan yí mọ́ onígbìmọ̀ lọ́wọ́. Ní ìlú yìí, ọdọọdún ni wọ́n máa ń lọ sí ìgboro. Ìyàwó rẹ̀ sì máa ń yọ ọ́ lẹ́nu wípé kó mú òun lọ sí ìgboro. Òun fẹ́ mọ oru. Èṣù sì ti lọ bá Ọ̀rúnmìlà wípé ǹjẹ́ onígbìmọ̀ rúbọ. Ọ̀rúnmìlà ní kò wá rú ẹbọ rẹ̀. Àṣẹ wá di àṣẹ Èṣù. Èṣù ó paradà, ó kó síyàwó onígbìmọ̀ nínú. Ni ìyàwó onígbìmọ̀ bá tún lọ bá ọkọ rẹ̀ nígbà tó di ọdún tí wọ́n ń ṣe ọdún Rómì. Ó ṣẹ́ fún ọkọ rẹ̀ wípé ṣé nǹkan tún wà tí onígbìmọ̀ tún lè fi pamọ́ fún òun. Àní òun fẹ́ mọ orò sẹ́ẹ̀. Ní ilẹ̀ Yorùbá, obìnrin kò sì gbọdọ̀ dé ìgboro. Àṣẹ Èṣù ni ọkọ rẹ̀ bá gbà sí lẹ́nu wípé òun yóò mú lọ. Kíá, onígbìmọ̀ ti ní kí wọ́n lọ wá apẹ̀rẹ̀ tó gba ènìyàn kí wọ́n ṣe ojú sí. Ojú yìí ni ìyàwó rẹ̀ yóò máa gbà ríran. Apẹ̀rẹ̀ yìí ni ọba máa fi ń tisẹ̀ ní ìgboro. Ọjọ́ ìgboro pé wọ́n dé igbó, wọ́n ń ṣe ètùtù, wọ́n da obì kòyàn. Gbogbo bí wọ́n ti ń ṣe ni ìyàwó onígbìmọ̀ ń wò wọ́n láti inú apẹ̀rẹ̀ tí ọkọ rẹ̀ fi ti ẹsẹ̀. Ètùtù kò gbà ni wọ́n bá pe awo wípé kó bèrè ohun tí ó fà á. Awo bá Ifá sọ̀rọ̀ ni awo bá fi orin awo bọnu wípé a pè ta ìta òdún o, a pe pákòkó, pákòkó fọ̀hún. Ẹ ṣí apẹ̀rẹ̀ ọba wò. Wọ́n ṣí apẹ̀rẹ̀, wọ́n bá ìyàwó onígbìmọ̀ níbẹ̀ ni wọ́n bá mú jáde. Tí ó bá ti rí báyìí, àti obìnrin tó wọ ìgboro àti ọba tó bá mú wọ ni wọn yóò pa. Kò sí ṣíṣe, kò sáìṣe ni wọ́n bá pa àwọn méjèèjì sí ìgboro. Ẹ̀yìn èyí ni ètùtù gbà. Ifá yìí kọ́ wa kí a má ṣe àìgbọràn, kí a sì má dẹjà. When their world is joyful, when their world is thriving, it is a sign of moral decay. An oracle was consulted for Onigbimo, who did not adhere to tradition and introduced his wife to the Oru deity. Onigbimo, as described by Ifá, was a wretched individual who wandered aimlessly. Despite working tirelessly from morning till night, he never saw any profit. When he struggled to understand his circumstances, he connected the dots and went directly to an Ifá priest. The priest instructed him to make sacrifices, assuring him that if he did so, he would become wealthy and a powerful leader in the society. However, Onigbimo failed to perform these sacrifices. At one point, circumstances unexpectedly changed for him. In this village, the Oro rites are performed annually. Onigbimo's wife constantly urged him to take her to the sacred grove of the Oro deity, expressing her desire to learn about this deity. Eshu went to see Orunmila to inquire whether Onigbimo had performed the prescribed sacrifices. Orunmila confirmed that he had not fulfilled his obligations. Now it was left to Eshu to enact punishment. The spirit of Eshu entered Onigbimo's wife. Again, when it was time for the yearly Oro rites, Onigbimo's wife approached him, persistently questioning whether he was hiding anything from her. She nagged him about wanting to know the Oro deity. In Yoruba land, it is a taboo for women to enter the sacred grove of the Oro deity or even to see the deity itself. Eshu commanded the husband to heed his wife's wishes and he agreed to take her to the sacred site of Oro. However, to do so, he instructed that a large basket be prepared to contain her with a small hole for her to peek through. This basket is what kings traditionally rested their feet upon in the sacred grove of the Oro deity. When the time came to perform the Oro rites, they arrived at the sacred grove and compelled all rituals and sacrifices, consulting the oracle with kolanut, which yielded no positive responses. As they conducted these rites, Onigbimo's wife viewed everything through the hole in the basket. The sacrifice was rejected, prompting the priest to investigate the cause. He spoke to Ifá and the Ifá priest sang. We called Ita, Ita did not speak. We called Pakoko, Pakoko was silent. The priest instructed others to open the king's basket. When it was opened, they discovered Onigbimo's wife inside and she was brought out. When this happens, the woman who entered the sacred grove of the Oro deity and the king who brought her will be killed. Without hesitation, they executed both Onigbimo and his wife within the sacred grove of the Oro deity. After their death, the sacrifice was accepted by the deity. This Ifa teaches us to avoid disobedience and to respect sacred tradition.